At Steve's Hot Dogs on the Hill, hot dog is too plain a name for the smoked sausage creations on the menu.
I have decided on the bacon Jamaican, please. Combo, please.
Don Schroeder's hot dog is covered in peppers, chipotle sauce, and of course, bacon.
So how is yours today?
As always, so good. Every single bite is perfect. That's what I love about this. I mean, I could eat the entire menu.
Schroeder is a bit of a foodie, and he loves Steve's hot dogs. So when he heard last month that the owner had started a crowdfunding campaign on Indiegogo for a second St. Louis location, he was quick to give. Now he's encouraging everyone he knows to do the same, even if it's just $5.
$5 can be a box of nails. And you can walk in and say, hey, maybe my $5 is what hung, you know, all of these award-winning plaques on the wall or something like that, you know. So, you know, it's exciting to feel like you're a part of something. So.
Turns out a lot of St. Louisans feel that way. Projects from here have raised more than $4.2 million on the popular crowdfunding site Kickstarter since it began in 2009. The top categories in St. Louis are music, film, and publishing. But Kickstarter spokesman Mike McGregor says other projects do well, too.
Some of the recent projects, there are restaurants, there are board games, Goodfoot socks.
So, and you said socks. Tell me a little bit about that.
The socks project is by a three-person team, and they really just saw, you know, a need to just have, like, a better quality work sock.
The St. Louis startup designed a high-performance business sock, then set a goal of $15,000 this spring on Kickstarter. They ended up raising more than $17,000. So who gives to a campaign for socks?
My name's Joshua Van Horsen, and I gave $35 to Goodfoot Socks.
Van Horsen says he and his wife, Vicky, check out Kickstarter on a weekly basis, looking for entrepreneurs to support. The Chesterfield couple has given to 75 crowdfunding campaigns, about a third of those from St. Louis.
Why socks? What about socks spoke to you?
I wear business socks every day to work. This kind of was a natural fit, like a local project, socks. It was $35, I think, for three pairs. And I was like, yeah, why not? We'll use them. So let's do it.
But not every crowdfunding effort in St. Louis gets funded. Of the more than 760 Kickstarter projects started here, more than 60% have failed. The advice Kickstarter and Indiegogo give says successful campaigns line up donations even before the campaign goes live, and you need a good video.
We're trying to raise $15,000 this summer. Need you guys' help, and here's where that money's going to go to. Tables and chairs!
That's the video on Indiegogo for Steve's Hot Dog's second location in Tower Grove East. The campaign has followed most crowdfunding tips and is still pushing the effort through Twitter, Facebook, and other social media. And it can't hurt having a fan like Don Schroeder.
Anytime that they post something about it, I'm always sharing it, liking it, commenting on it. That goes for Instagram also, taking pictures of food. Saying, oh, you like the food? You want the food? Guess what? Another location's coming, only if you help.
He says at the $5 level, you can get your name on the wall of the new restaurant. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.